When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. Day three of Israel's war on terror. It began over the weekend with a deadly, multifaceted Hamas attack on the Jewish state. Has left more than 1,200 people dead so far, many of the victims civilians, including some Americans, and almost 300 Israelis ambushed by the terrorists at a concert venue. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman following developments from Jerusalem.
Israel's first priority right now is still to regain control of its southern border communities. The chief military spokesman this morning said that they had regained control, but he also said that they are conducting scans and there may still be militants roaming around the area. Just a few minutes after he made that statement, they announced that there was a gunfight going on in one of those communities.
There have been persistent reports of Iranian involvement in the attack on Israel, including helping to plan the assault. That's raising more questions about the Biden administration decision to release $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. Still, the president voicing rock-solid support for Israel.
The president made it clear over the weekend that the U.S. stands by the Jewish state and that Israel has a right to defend itself. He also issued this warning.
This is not a moment for any party hostile to Israel to exploit these attacks to seek advantage. The world is watching.
Mr. Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu on both Saturday and Sunday as a range of U.S. officials spoke with their Israeli counterparts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Having rejected a proposed five-year contract by a wide margin, Mack truck workers are on strike. Roughly 73% of the UAW members turned thumbs down on the deal. Covered 4,000 Mack truck workers in Florida, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 184 points. NASDAQ futures off 130. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt. I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Bible.
People have been moved to shelters and nearly 2,000 boats recalled to port as the remnants of Typhoon Koinu hit southern China. After leaving one dead, more than 300 injured on Taiwan. The storm bore down on the southern island province of Hainan today, just south of the financial center of Hong Kong and the key manufacturing regions in the surrounding area on mainland China. Air and rail services have been suspended as Koinu roared into the region. Last month, Guangdong province and Hong Kong were swamped by the heaviest rains in close to 140 years. Leading Polish candidates gearing up for a debate, seen as a chance to sway undecided voters 6 days before an election that many Poles believe is the most important one since communism was toppled in 1989. This evening's debate to be broadcast live by Poland's taxpayer-funded public broadcaster obligated to conduct such debates. Townhall.com. The Marine Corps says men and women now integrated in boot camp.
But while male and female recruits are in the same companies,
platoons remain segregated by gender. A spokesman says keeping the platoon segregated is critically important to the way the Corps makes Marines, and that is by taking individuals, breaking them down mentally, and then building them back up. And many female officers are strong proponents of the segregation, saying it helps to keep men and women to stay focused. Jason Walker reporting.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to drop his Democratic bid for president and announce he'll run as an independent or third-party candidate. Kennedy's campaign has teased a major announcement today in Philadelphia. Kennedy running as a third-party candidate would add a new wrinkle to the 2024 race. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newpert. Last week's incident involving an armed man at the state capitol has State Senate President Chris Kapenga considering security enhancements for the building.
We're very concerned about it. It's a very credible threat. One of the officers said it's probably one of the most concerning things that he's seen. So we definitely are looking at options and, hey, how do we make sure the building is safe, but also the members in the Senate are safe and obviously the assembly.
Speaking on WISN's Up Front, late last week, both Governor Tony Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said they do not want to restrict public access to the Capitol or require people to go through security screenings. The state capitol is one of 13 around the nation lacking either metal detectors or X-ray machines. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to legislative district maps. Bob Haig has an update.
And the court's newest member, Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz, will not recuse herself from lawsuits challenging the maps. That's something Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has demanded. Protasiewicz accepted $10 million from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and during her campaign referred to the Republican-drawn maps as unfair and rigged. Protasiewicz joined the court's four-member liberal majority late Friday in announcing the decision to hear one of two redistricting suits, a move condemned by the court's three conservatives. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Today is Indigenous Peoples Day in Wisconsin. Governor Evers signed an executive order in 2019 setting aside the first Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is home to 11 federally recognized tribal nations. This year's commemoration occurs amid ongoing national revelations, including the trauma inflicted on families and children at Native American boarding schools. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
This is Wisconsin Radio Network. A police officer shot and killed a man in the Fox Valley over the weekend. Bob Haig has more.
According to a press release from the State Department of Justice, the man was armed with, quote, bladed weapons when officers from the Menasha and Fox Crossing Police Departments responded to a domestic dispute in Menasha shortly after 3 p.m. Saturday. A Menasha officer shot the man who died despite first aid being rendered. The DOJ did not identify the man or state how many shots were fired. Officers were equipped with body cameras, and the officer who shot the man has been placed on administrative leave. The DOJ's Division of Criminal Investigation is leading the investigation of the shooting. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight made its 71st trip to Washington, D.C. to take veterans to see memorials at the Capitol that came out of northeast Wisconsin and flew out of Green Bay. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96, passed away on September 22nd at Southdale Medical Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is survived by her daughters, Christy Collins and Debbie Blomberg. Survived also by her sons, Ken Dickinson and Dan Dickinson. Survived by 19 grandchildren, by 32 great-grandchildren, and by 3 great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 21st, at the Ogama Baptist Church, located in Ogama. Visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. Wheelway right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Frost and hard freezing conditions around here are pretty commonplace by early October. Typically, our first frost or freeze of the year, I should say, is in the middle of September in especially those low-lying areas of far north Wisconsin. Now, further south, it's more like late September through central parts of the state, and then it's the first week to 2 weeks of October that frost typically occurs for the first time in the fall season across south Wisconsin. It sure happens fast, doesn't it? From Labor Day weekend to cool nights and frosty mornings and fall colors to snowfall, it just doesn't take long at all. Water temperatures on our lakes continue to drop, mostly in the 50s. Good luck if you're musky fishing this time of the year. 8 till 10 is our major fish feeding period this morning. The minor is 2 till 3 this afternoon. The moon is waning crescent, so not too much left in the early morning hours. Rising at about 1:30 earlier this morning. It'll be setting about 5 o'clock this evening. Sunrise time now is just after 7 o'clock, and sunset time is just before 6:30. On a side note here, I'll be retiring from radio, outdoor, and weather broadcasting at the end of this week. It's been 43 years. Weather-wise, it stays pretty cool this week. By next week, these kinds of cool temperatures will be almost normal. Now, we should see highs generally around 50, pretty steady breeze from the northwest yet at around 8 to 16 miles an hour today, a mix of clouds and scattered sun. More cloud cover expected tomorrow. Highs again are near 50 with north winds. There could be some rainfall coming in by the latter part of the week, especially across the south half of Wisconsin. It could be heavy, but we certainly could catch some to finish the week and next weekend, but we'll have to wait and see on the position of the storm. It could end up being a drier pattern than what we're seeing on the weather maps right now. Take care. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have a slight chance of rain today, a high near 48. Winds will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chances for rain continue tonight, a low around 34 with a northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll see more slight chances for rain Tuesday, a high near 45 with a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Wednesday looks partly sunny, a high near 51, and a northeast wind up to 5. Slight chances for rain return on Thursday, a high near 52, and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 32 degrees.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Only two undefeated teams in the NFL after the 49ers beat the Cowboys 42-10. Brock Purdy with four touchdown tosses, three of those to George Kittle. And it was the Eagles, 23-14 winners over the Rams. Jalen Hurts, 303 yards and two scores. One team still looking for its first win. Carolina lost again, this time to the Lions, 42-24. Jared Goff with three touchdown tosses in the first half. He ran for a score in the fourth quarter. Elsewhere, the Jaguars beat the Bills 25-20 for back-to-back wins in London. The Dolphins 31-16 over the Giants. Saints rout the Patriots in a shutout 34-0. Falcons 21-19 over the Texans. Colts beat the Titans 23-16. Steelers rally to beat the Ravens 17-10. Bengals 34-20 over the Cardinals. Jets beat the Broncos 31-21 to snap a three-game skid. And the Chiefs beat the Vikings 27-20. SRN Sports. Baseball, the Rangers build a 7-run lead before fending off the Orioles.
Mitch Garver hit a grand slam homer in the third inning to help the Rangers to their fourth consecutive road playoff win, beating the Orioles 11-8. The home run came after Texas scored 5 runs in the second inning.
I got into a situation there in the hitter's count where I was looking for the fastball and I was able to get it. And I think it's just a big momentum push for our whole team, and we needed all those runs today.
The Orioles trailed 9-2 and closed the gap, thanks in part to Aaron Hicks, who homered and drove in 5. Corey Bradford got the win in relief of Jordan Montgomery, while Grayson Rodriguez took the loss. Craig Heist, Baltimore.
Twins even their series with the Astros after a 6-4 win. Carlos Correa had 3 hits and 3 RBI. Kyle Farmer with a 2-run homer. Tonight, the Braves play the Phillies, and the Dodgers play the Diamondbacks. And with SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The Packers and Raiders close out week 5 of the NFL season in Vegas tonight. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. 2-2 Packers trying to bounce back from their loss to the Lions in week 4. They trailed Detroit by a game and a half after the Lions throttled Carolina 42-24 yesterday. Jordan Love and the Packers looking to get off to a better start tonight.
I mean, I think we just got to get into our rhythm faster. Kind of what I said, just finding completions early, get the ball moving, and kind of just getting ourselves out of maybe the third and long situations we put ourselves in, cleaning up penalties, just all the pre-snap things that is hurting ourselves. So I think once we get that rhythm going again, we'll be good.
Jimmy Garoppolo cleared the league's concussion protocol. He's expected to start tonight. Packers hoping to get left guard Elgton Jenkins and defensive back Jair Alexander back in their lineup tonight. The football Badgers beat Rutgers 24-13 on Saturday to improve to 2-0 in the Big Ten. Ricardo Hallman and a 95-yard pick six, and Coach Luke Fickell said winning the line of scrimmage was huge.
You know, it was a focus for us, so it wasn't like, you know, it was just something that happened. It was, you know, we knew coming in here that if we didn't win the rushing battle, it was going to not be a great thing for us. So the whole emphasis on was winning the rushing battle, and that means some different things at times. It doesn't just mean the yards, but it means the ability to, you know, take people out of what they want to do.
Badgers outrushed Rutgers 229-77. They'll host Iowa in a trophy game this Saturday. Jonathan Taylor's saga in Indianapolis is over. The star running back agreed to a three-year extension with the Colts worth $26.5 million in guaranteed money. Hockey Badgers sweeping Augustana twice over the weekend, 4-0 Saturday and 3-0 yesterday. Kyle McClellan was in goal both nights. He posted a pair of shutouts. New coach Mike Hastings earning career win number 300 and 301. Owen Lindmark, two goals and an assist in Sunday's win. Bucks edged the Bulls 105-102 in their preseason opener in Milwaukee last night. Marjon Beauchamp led the way with 18 points. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
In a couple of local sports notes, high school football from the weekend. Phillips trying to put a stranglehold on that conference championship. One more win will do it for him. Phillips gets a 56-30 win at home over Winter Birchwood. It was Shawamigan in a game that was shortened due to the number of bodies that were available to play for Mellon. Shawamigan defeated Mellon by a score of 22-0. Game was called in the first half of that contest of the eight-man. In 11-man action, Antigo tops Ashland 15-0. It was Mosinee topping Medford 14-0, and it was the Lakeland football team, a winner over Hayward 20-11. They had the middle school state championships held over the weekend for cross country, and the Phillips cross country team finishing in third place with Josh Edwards leading the way. Top three finishers included Josh, and he finished in ninth, Nick Pesco in 18th, and Finn McCarty finished in 29th place. Meanwhile, the Phillips team also in action, as the Phillips team was led by Lydia Heller as she finished in 13th place. It was Ava Jelinek finished in 31st, and you had Reagan Lowe finishing in 40th place. And for the middle school cross-country team of Phillips. We'll have Friday's football game featuring the Phillips Loggers archive for you. A lot of archived audio from the previous football games from this season available at 98QCountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
I like alcohol, but I don't party anymore. That's a young person's word, right? Party? You could party in your 20s and 30s, and that's acceptable. But you can't be middle-aged like me and say you're a partier. You're not a partier. You, my friend, have a drinking problem. Some people spice up the word. They pronounce it parquet. Ever heard that? They come up to you after the show. They go, Jim, would you like to come out with us in parquet? If you say that, you have to stop. Because when you pronounce it parquet, you sound like you've had a head injury. And you need speech therapy. I'm trying to act my age. I'm middle-aged. I don't want to be young. But I don't try and act young like my uncle. He tries to use hip lingo. He's 64 years old. I wear Doc Martin shoes. He goes, hey, Jim, you're rocking the Doc Martens? Are you rocking the docks? No, I have bunions and these are orthopedic.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden saying, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching there. Slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I take old Red for his evening run. I just drop him off and wait. Is a lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. Somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Grown men don't cry. No, you'll never be the man that you always swore. But I'll remember you singing in that 88 Ford. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time. You only smile like that when you're drinking. Wish I didn't, but I do. Remember every moment on the nights with you. Cold shoulder, closing time. You begged me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time. You only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do. Remember every moment. Rock dirt whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in my 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
Zach Bryan, Casey Musgraves called I Remember Everything. Hey, it's Justin. Thanks for kicking off your Monday morning with me. So if you're looking for that piece of clothing that is just missing from your closet just to kind of finish off any kind of an outfit, I've got it. And what it is, it's the new Croc cowboy boots. Yep, Croc has made a cowboy boot. They're going to be on sale October 23rd. They're selling for $120 a pair. I've seen the picture. They're there. They're a real thing. You might want to check it out. So Google it.
Ready? Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. Everybody says give it time, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Chilling on the beach with my sweet Georgia peach, not a care in the world, just trying to beat the heat. Body like an hourglass, sand on the feet, can't help but stare, cause I got the best seat. Just when I thought it couldn't get any hotter, you sit on it, said I'm a little hot and bothered, if you know what I mean. Let's crank it up to 100 degrees, all right. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet, burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey, like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine. Driving while kissing, they'll put you away. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet, burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey, like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine.
Dan and Shane are asking you to please save them the trouble, is what they're asking. Good morning to you, Monday, October the 9th. Hope you are well. We've got a cool start to the day, and this is going to stick around for a little while. I'm talking about temperatures in the, you know, 35 range, maybe 40 later in the week for overnight lows. Daytime highs, upper 40s, low mid 50s. There doesn't appear to be any severe spike upwards or trend downwards in that high temperature. Staying pretty consistent in the upper 40s and low 50s. So nothing crazy cold, but nothing, you know, mild. If you're hoping for a mild October, your wish is probably not going to be granted on that end. All right. So the Packers will play tonight. That's going to be a 5 o'clock pregame. And right around a 7:25, Packers in Vegas. A lot of Packer fans taking this opportunity to go out there and take in the sights and sounds and everything else that happens in Las Vegas. There'll be a lot of Packer fans out there. And the Packers sitting at, 2-2, right? So it's a big game for them. This is, seems to be a pretty even matchup. So the Packers will have their hands full out in Vegas. We'll have the game for you at 5 o'clock, the pregame right here. It's kind of cool to have a little Bucks preseason basketball on the air over the weekend. We did a little audio test on that, and the audio seemed to be sounding pretty good. So none of the main guys played. Lillard or Antetokounmpo. The Bucks did win, but it was basically the bench players in the first of 5 preseason games. I'm not sure we'll be carrying any more preseason. We will have the regular season on for the Bucks. So we have a busy winter with Bucks and our local sports and Packers and all that stuff over the weekend. The Lions won, so they moved to 4-1 in the season. The Vikings did what they've done all year, and that is they turned the ball over. They fumbled the very first play of the game, and it came down to bite them at the end. And the Chiefs limped their way to a victory. Kelce and Mahomes both limping around a little bit on the field, but the Chiefs got the win. So the Vikings, I think you can say the Vikings are officially buried at 1-4. I'm still not convinced they're done yet because I still don't think that division is very good. So we'll see there. We'll see what happens. We have had a good time at the Fall Fest over the weekend. Got to see and talk to some folks I haven't seen in a while. So that was very cool. Want to give a quick shout out. We mentioned the middle school cross-country team competing at the state middle school meet over the weekend, but some of the results didn't print out quite right, so I want to make sure we got this right, that Josh Edwards led the way for the boys as they finished third out of 24 teams. Pretty good. Nick Pesco took 18th. Finn McCardle took 29th. Chase Schmidt took 36th, Matthew Novak, 38th, Christopher Parker, 73rd, and Travis Henney, 107. On the girls' side, there were 20 teams, and the girls finished in second, led by Keely Gabe with a 10th-place finish, Trinity Smith, 14th, Allie Harper, 16th, Lila Raymer, 19th, Ella Vollendorf, 23rd, Olivia Johnson, 61st, and Clarice Johnson, 73rd. Thanks to Coach Olson for sharing that info with us. We always appreciate that. Always appreciate that. All right. So what else you want to talk about? Again, had a good time. Great job by everybody with the Phillips Fall Harvest Fest. It turned out to be a pretty nice day out there on Saturday. And had a chance to hang out and talk to people that I haven't seen or talked to in a while. Today is Columbus Day. It is also Indigenous People Day today. We have kind of combined the both. Not combined, but I don't know. So Indigenous People Day is, if you don't know, is a holiday here in the U.S. It celebrates and honors the Indigenous people and commemorates the history and the culture, and is celebrated all across the United States today, and is an official city and state holiday in various locations also across the country. We will get to some news coming up just after 8 o'clock. If you got a local birthday or anniversary, we'd love to talk about that for you. 715-762-3221. Birthdays, anniversaries, all come up at 8:30.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except the stuffy nose. That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex, breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-953-1788. 800-953-1788. 800-953-1788.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have a slight chance of rain today, a high near 48. Winds will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chances for rain continue tonight, a low around 34 with a northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll see more slight chances for rain Tuesday, a high near 45. A northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Wednesday looks partly sunny, a high near 51, and a northeast wind up to 5. Slight chances for rain return on Thursday, a high near 52, and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 32 degrees.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest country.
The hottest.
98Q Country.
Slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all year summer. Yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love every little thing about her love. Just a little, just a little, just a little. Ain't enough. I gotta get her, get a little more. for everything, but she only dressed down for me. And I love every little thing about her love. Just a little, ain't in love. Gotta get a little more of how she does. I'm all hung up, cause I love every little thing about her love. Yeah. Dixieland delight. She's everybody's dream girl, but she's all mine. And I love every little thing about her love.
Somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die. today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. See your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing.